stick on Monday night for the final game there?
They asked me to come back and be honorary captain.
Okay.
So I'm going to come back. You know, I talked to, I was going back and forth. And Ronnie and Jerry and Roger and the guys are and Dwight are coming up to the box with me, and I think they're going to come down on the field, but I'm going to go out. You know what? In a different way, I left a lot of my heart and my blood, sweat, and tears on that field too, and I think it's fitting that we're all there. And you know, we had a lot of good times there, a lot. We had some bad times, and that's sports, that's life. But it'll be an honor to be back there next week.
Is it bittersweet to see the end of the stadium but the beginning of a new one and a new generation?
It's the beginning of the beginning of the beginning. It's the end. It truly is an end of an era. It's the end of an era and the beginning of a new one. Jed has and his entire organization has done a magnificent job. I have not seen a new stadium. I will. And I hope I'm invited there for the opening. You know, we've suffered with Candlestick for a long time. I don't want to get into that.
What was the context where you called the big sky? What was the context of that?
Well, you know what? I think it may have taken place after in 88 or 89 when we had the earthquake, and I was concerned about the roof. But then, you know, walking around the stadium when it was empty, going into the bathrooms and just seeing the way it was kept up, it was just horrible. It was horrible.
So even though this isn't happening under your watch, so to speak, it's a continuation of what you started. You have to feel a little piece of that as well, I would think.
Well, I do. I really do. And, you know, back then, Senator Feinstein was, you know, she's mayor at the time, was phenomenal. And still a very, very dear friend. And I'm excited for them. I mean, they've done everything right. And he's put together a great organization. And he's doing not what I told him to do, but he's staying back, letting the people do what they do best. And, you know, there's great things to come for this team. I don't want to make any predictions. They are by far the best team in football. Seattle is great, and they've had trouble in Seattle, but they have their players back, their offensive line's coming back, the receivers. Kaepernick's got confidence. Reminds me of our teams. It reminds me of, you know, 88, 89. I don't see any reason why they can't win the Super Bowl this year.
How important is it for Jed to lock up Jim Harbaugh long-term?
I think it's very important. But like all great coaches, there is a, you know, you get to a period of time, and, you know, Bill was that way, even George was that way. You know, they get really, really tight, wound really tight. And there is a certain period of time when you get a burnout. Some coaches it's earlier, some coaches it's later. And some coaches don't have it. So I think it's important that he gets things tied up. And we talked yesterday, and I think they're well on the way of getting it done.
Somebody told me you did not see the catch because you were on the field and your view was blocked by a police horse. Is that a true story? What can you tell that story?
I came down with John McVay. I was up in the press box, and we were down on the field in front of our dugout. And a big horse's ass was right in front of me. And all I heard was screaming. And we walked around and, you know, they showed it on the that old decrepit board now, I guess. But, hey, there was much more to that game than that. But that was, obviously, that was...
Why do you think that moment is the moment that resonates? I mean, I think I know, but what do you think? Why that one, the catch moment? Catch moment by far is the moment that most resonates with people from that place.
Well, because it started something. You know what? It gave the 49er fans something that they have never had before. And it united a city. behind something. And we went on to obviously win the game and go on to win the Super Bowl in Detroit. And I think it kind of, you know, sports, especially winning, brings people together. We did that when we had the earthquake. They didn't want us to play, but we played at Stanford. But you have to do things like that because it makes people feel good. You know, it's their team, and sports is that important.
And Eddie, what's more surprising to you, that this team has continued to play in Candlestick all these years, or that there really is a new stadium that the team's going to move into next year?
Oh, there was going to be a new stadium one way or another. This stadium is going to be absolutely... I think it's going to replace, and Jerry did a great job. I've seen it. I've been there. I had a tour. It's going to make Jerry Stadium look obsolete. This is totally high tech. They needed it. It's the first stadium, 40 years in the state that's been built, and it's going to be phenomenal, and they deserve the Super Bowl. Let's just hope that they're playing in it. And Candlestick, I think that question answers itself.
Are you buying seats?
I'm sorry?
Are you going to buy the seats, a pair, $750 a pair?
They better give me a reduced price.
Commemorating all the iconic moments at Candlestick this year, is there one that's sort of an off-the-beaten-path, something that's been forgotten that sticks out in your mind about Candlestick?
The one that sticks out in my mind is best is 1977. I walked up with a photographer who wanted to take a picture up in the upper deck, and one of the fans, or maybe it was 78, hit me in the head with a full beer and almost knocked me out. That probably sticks in my mind more than anything.
The cup or a
least
can
he could have done was drink it.
Was it a cup or a can?
No, it was a can.
And have you paid attention to the Hall of Fame vote? I mean, is that important to you?
You know, it's a great honor just to be among the 25. It would be phenomenal, but it's not the end of the world. I'm looking forward to Charles Haley going in this year.
You'd rather see him go in before you?
Oh, he's going in this year. He actually already asked me to induct him.
Right.
So I think he's pretty confident. Well, thank you.
What will you miss least about Candlestick?
Least?
The least thing you'll miss about
losing.
Eddie, how many games did you come to here?
You want to know the truth? I've had a box here for 12 years. This is the second game I've come to.
How far is your house from here?
12 miles.
12 miles.
Very good question. You want to know what the other game was? The Outback Bowl.
Which one?
South Carolina, last year. I'm trying to think of what it was. The kids use the box, and we give it to charity. We give it to different charities, and they use it. So it goes to good use. I'm sorry? My grandsons and my daughters, my wife, Dwight Clark and his wife, that's it.
And Joe won't be able to make the Monday night game?
I talked to him last week, and I don't think he can. But I know that the Jerry, Roger, and Ronnie are coming. So they'll come down.
Have you ever been with Dwight where he had to buy a drink?
That's a loaded question, Mark.
No, I've always thought, like, well, there's like one guy, wherever he goes, if people know who he is, he never has to buy a drink, right?
No.
Every fan will buy him a drink.
We were at the team hotel yesterday, and you're right. Everybody bought him a drink.
Yeah. Will Monday night be a night of sadness, reflection?
For me?
What's going to be your emotion, you think?
A Monday night going out there and having that as the last regular season game at Candlestick is going to be totally emotional. Probably as emotional as I've ever had in the stadium.
you've already thought about it.
Oh, yeah.
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 Will you take, like, a victory lap around there and all, like, through the stands?
I'm too old.
No, come on. No, like you know what I mean. Like, when it's over, will you go through? No. You're not sentimental about it.
No. Actually, I was in Montana for the Super Bowl. I couldn't bear it. Believe me, it was too tough. But I'm going this year when they're in New York.